7:36 on Connect FM and your morning connection for a Monday. And this is one of the Mondays following a DuBois City Council meeting. So we're going to spend a few Monday morning moments with the mayor of DuBois. That would be Barry Abbott. And he joins us remotely this morning. And Barry Abbott, good morning to you.
Good morning. The Bucks won. The sun's shining in Pittsburgh, and I'm talking live with you, my friend. Thank you.
It can't get any better than that, right? Only if the Penguins win tonight, right?
Well, that's exactly right. Thank you.
All right. Well, Mayor Abbott, we are so glad that you could join us this morning, even though you're having to do so remotely. It's great to have these talks following the DuBois City Council meetings, and there was one held on Wednesday night. One of the topics that you are focusing on as we come out of that meeting is the ongoing search for a city manager for the city of DuBois. Could you bring us up to date on how that search is going?
Yes, I can do that, Dan. One of the things I think we ought to start with is what is our goal, the process. And that is very, very simple, is to ensure that we have a thorough, we have a fair, we have an objective, and a very transparent search and interview process put forth. Mm-hmm. And I think what we ultimately have to do is focus by the council who will be this hiree and who's best that will meet the needs of our new city. And Dan, this person has to be strong leadership, and mm-hmm. he has to be our guide, because, you know, we've talked about it since January.
Sure.
They will guide our new consolidated city into the next chapter of this process. So with that being said, Dan, we did receive 20 applicants, which was very surprising.
Yeah.
They had a large range of experiences. Some of them have municipal experiences, some have executive, and some have leadership experiences. So I know I was very pleased when I heard all of this. We've had current and former city managers apply.
Mm-hmm.
We had county-level administrators and executive leaders apply. We've had senior municipal department heads apply,
mm-hmm.
and we've had people that had backgrounds in finance, public works, infrastructure, economic development, and organizational leadership qualities apply.
Wow.
Wow, that's exactly what I said. And some of these folks are bringing between 20 and 30 years of experience to us.
Wow, that is super to hear, Barry. And I guess the next steps now take place, the vetting process, the interview process. How is that going to transpire in the upcoming weeks?
Well, Dan, one of the things that we're going to be looking at, and I think we have to make it very clear from the outset, that each city council member, all seven of us, will be taking part in the vetting process, getting the candidates and paring this pool of 20 down to, I would imagine, 5, then to 3. And then after that process is taking place, I look for the 3 candidates to be introduced to the public.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I think we as council members should look at is residents should be allowed to send in a question or two that they may want to have asked of our candidates.
Sure.
And we may or may not have time to do that publicly, but we will make sure that those residents' questions will be asked of the candidate.
Okay. Well, that sounds very interesting. Barry, let's talk about, as we get ready for The next meeting, which is not going to be until early May, which is going to allow for some time for this process to begin on the candidates for city manager. What are some of the things that you're looking forward to in those next few weeks other than that situation? I know one of the major topics at the last meeting, again, was still having a few hiccups getting the water billing adjusted. Do you have anything you would like to say about that?
Our interim managers have just been working their fingers to the bone trying to tie down exactly how the water bills can be managed in a more efficient way.
Yeah.
They did run into a computer hiccup, and I really feel bad for our residents, and I feel bad for our management team, because they thought they had everything in place, but the hiccup in the computer program seems to be the big glitch. And I'm hearing from management that they're working and hopefully have it by either the June or July meeting at the latest. So yes, that is a problem. We're not shying away from it. We're meeting the problem head on, and I know it's quite disarming to our residents, but it is, Dan, what it is, and we're working diligently trying to correct it.
Well, and I'm sure anybody who's experienced any kind of computer glitch with a bug or something that's messing up your system, how hard it is to deal with that. And you just have to give it time and put in the hands of the right people who can get it fixed and then move forward.
Correct.
Yeah.
I think one of the other things that is on the horizon is a program, and it is referred to as LERTA. It's a local economic revitalization tax assistance plan.
All right.
We, as the council, through our interim managers, Ben and Lisa, have been exploring that for our residents to help alleviate some of the tax burden.
Mm-hmm.
Our management team took it to our county commissioners, and they asked, hey, instead of you guys running with that, why don't you give us some time and see if we cannot do this countywide? So I applaud our interim management team, Ben and Lisa. I applaud our county commissioners for asking us to pause our research on this LERTA program.
Mm-hmm.
And if it comes countywide, then all the residents of our county will be the recipients of that.
Sure.
So that's a wonderful program to move forward on.
It sounds like it, and we look forward to hearing more about that as the days move on. Well, Mayor Abbott, we have your next city council meeting coming up on May the 6th, I believe. And
yes.
Anticipation of that, we're going to unveil something new on these Monday morning moments with the mayor. And that is, we are going to open up our text line here on Connect FM, our Buck's Pizza Connect FM text line, a few days before we have our chat on Monday morning, which will be on May 11th. And we're going to ask our listeners to send in some of their questions that they may want to ask the mayor. How does that sound?
That's okay with me.
Yeah.
And sometimes the mayor has to say, I may not know that answer, but I will get back to you.
Yeah. Well, we'll collect those questions ahead of time, and so it'll give you a chance to have a look at them. And we probably won't be able to answer all the questions that come in, but we'll take one or two of them and give you a little time to address those. How's that sound good?
Oh, I appreciate that. And I can honestly tell you, the people I see when I travel about our new city, whether it's in our downtown, in our suburban areas like Treasure Lake or wherever, and even out in our farmlands, our rural areas,
mm-hmm.
People are willing to talk about what's going on.
Sure.
Sometimes I just can't give them the answer they want to hear, Dan. and that's just, I don't know, 20, 30 years of past practice.
Yeah.
And we're trying to put a new city together, not bring the old cities in. This
right.
is all brand new.
It sure it is. So,
and I just want to express that to you guys.
Okay. Well, Mayor Barry Abbott, we appreciate your time this morning, and we hope that you have a safe trip back to beautiful Dubois here for the week. And again, thank you for taking time on Monday morning with the mayor, and we look forward to that May 11th time, which will also include some questions from Connect FM listeners. So, Barry, thank you. Have a great
day. Thank you, Dan.
Uh-huh.
Let's go, Pens.
Oh, there you go.